Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I don't know a single photographer who hasn't, from time to time, experienced a bit of a dry spell. You just can't think of anything to photograph. You can't think of anywhere you want to go and visit and photograph. The camera sits on the shelf, and life goes on, until eventually the pressure becomes significant enough that you decide, I've got to do some photography, and out comes the camera, and away you go. But up to that point, momentum has ceased, and it's not uncommon for doubts to build. Will I ever be interested in photography again? What will I do with the photographs? Why am I gathering all of these prints in the closet that aren't going anywhere? My chances of having a book published are about zero. And down and down and down the dark raindrops fall until we're so discouraged that some people even just give up photography forever. And I always feel badly about that, because whatever their creative vision could have brought to the world is lost forever. And I think every single one of us manifests a creative soul, and I'd like to see what's there. And when lethargy and ennui set in, that makes it even more difficult for creativity to flourish. What are we to do? Well, I learned a lot about this from Carl Chiarenza, terrific photographer. We've published him a number of times. He's now in his 90s. And he did a project called Pictures Come From Pictures, which I'd like to adapt to Projects Come From Projects. And looking back on my 50 years in photography, retrospectively, I can see those threads, how one project led to another project. But I wasn't at all conscious of those connections and those threads while I was producing each project. The great lesson to be gained by looking for the threads that lead from picture to picture or project to project is that it illustrates the importance of momentum. Here's a few examples from my own life. And again, I caution you, I'm not saying you should go and do what I've done, but I hope my experiences can illustrate a principle that you might find useful in your creative life, the first of which had to do with a change in medium. At the time, this is in the early 80s, I was shooting with a 2.25, 3.25 monorail view camera. I love that camera, and used it for 35 years. But for reasons I've now long forgotten, I decided I wanted to use Polaroid film on that camera. And there was no 2.25, 3.25 Polaroid film backs. So I had a machinist engineer and produce for me an adapter back that I could use with the 2.25, 3.25 view camera that would allow me to use 3.25, 4.25 pack film, Polaroid pack film. And I ended up doing a project with Polaroids. It was all one of ones. It was fun. I still have it. But in retrospect, that's not the most important thing that came out of that Polaroid adapter back. Instead, it was when I started using 3.25, 4.25 positive negative materials, and I was creating negatives in the field with real-time feedback via the Polaroid prints. Now, of course, we can just chimp on our digital cameras, but back then, in the 80s, this was a remarkable capability that taught me so much. So after I converted to Polaroid positive negative film, I was able to capture negatives, which I could then take in the darkroom and make contact prints, which eventually led to a project called The Valley Spirit, which was all about water and had a quote from Lao Tzu about water and its connection to the Chinese concept of the Tao. It was one of the first substantial projects that I did that included a custom-made portfolio box and text, and it was a great project, which sort of grew out of the Polaroid prints that I was making with that adapted camera back. One project led to another. The momentum of the prints and the one-of-one led me directly to my first important portfolio. Here's another example. And I think I've talked about this somewhere, but it was a long time ago. So unless you've been around since the beginning of the podcast, this may be something you haven't heard about. But here's the story. I went to a social gathering and was introduced to someone as a photographer. And that person said, gee, I'd like to see some of your work. And I had an instant moment of embarrassment when I realized I didn't have anything to show. I'd been involved in photography for 10 years, but I'd never had a major exhibition. I'd never even finished a body of work. What I had was a whole lot of individual images that didn't relate to one another and a growing set of skills, which I hoped someday in the future would provide the potential to do something. But at that point, I hadn't done anything. So I had nothing to show this person who wanted to come by the house and see my work. And I felt badly enough about that that I decided I had to put an end to that. I had to create a body of work that people could come over and see. And so I created for my own self a structure with the goal of producing 100 finished prints, matted, signed, everything. And I called it the 100 Prints Project. I started off by looking through all of my existing negatives at that point, selecting about 130 of them, and starting the process of printing them, roughly to the same size, all to be matted in the same size mat board so they felt like a project, all to be toned with the same toning and the same darkroom paper so that they had a visual consistency throughout the project. And that 100 Prints Project took me about 3 months to complete, and I was thrilled with it. Now, fast forward a couple of years, and I'm starting to get into digital photography, and the same sort of problem presented itself. I didn't have much in the way of finished digital images to show anybody, not any PDFs, not a website, nothing like that. So I decided to remedy that, and I dreamt up something I called the new 100 Prints Project. And in this project, I decided what I would do is produce a new image every day, and I would post it on my website, which I had to learn how to do, and add a little commentary with each new print, and then quickly realized, I can't do that. There's no way I can do a new image every day for 100 days. My life was just too busy. So I decided to take a little time to just watch my daily workflow to see how frequently I could produce a new image with regularity, consistency, and without missing any days. And after a couple of weeks of just watching my everyday workflow, I decided I could do a new image every third day. And so I launched the new 100 Prints Project with that in mind. Every third day I would do a new post on the internet and make those images available as prints should anybody be interested in them. I set an objective to have the project completed in a year, 365 days. There were going to be 300 images, so I figured that'd give me some time to miss a few days. In fact, I finished it in just over 300 days. I had enthusiasm for the project, and its own momentum kept me going every third day with a new image, looking for new images in my Lightroom catalog, figuring out ways to process them, adding a text component describing each photograph and an audio component discussing a different element of the photograph. It was a great project. It's still up on my website. And I should probably redo some of the ancient HTML code and update the website, but essentially it's still there. It grew out of the 100 Prints Project, and even though I didn't make prints of all the new 100 images, I did an awful lot of them, but they all exist as finished digital files. And then that project evolved into the current iteration of the same idea, and that's the series I was talking about last week called Every Picture is a Compromise, where 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, I post a pair of images that sort of represent a before and after version of the original vision and then the refined vision. And if you're interested in more about that, listen to last week's podcast. The point is, can you see that there was a thread, a little touch of momentum that started with my commitment to do the 100 Prints Project which evolved into the new 100 prints project with digital images, which then carried forward into Every Picture is a Compromise, which I'm still doing to this day. The importance of momentum, how one project leads to another project. Another example. I've told the story of how folios came about in other podcasts and whatnot, so I don't need to go into that story, but I want to talk about how folios led to another project that was unpredictable. Folios are essentially a group of unmatted, unbound images held together in an art paper cover and intended to be seen as a project. Typically, my folios contain anywhere from 5 images to maybe 20 images, and I've done a lot of these folio projects, and they've been great. The problem with folios, however, there is one serious problem, and that is because the pages are unbound, they're just individual sheets of paper in an art paper cover, because they're unbound, once they're out of my hands, the pages can be shuffled, which means any story or any text that goes along with them can be shuffled. So it implies that folios are best where shuffling the prints doesn't ruin the story. So any text that's involved in a folio has to go on each print and be independent of the other prints. Maybe related, same project, but not sequential. Unfortunately, I had some projects where it needed to have sequential text. And knowing that folios was not a good medium for doing that, I was led to put together something called chapbooks that are essentially the same idea except sewn and bound in a fixed page sequence, which now allows me to put sequential text that can't get shuffled. One project leads to another. Although we may not be aware of the threads that lead us from picture to picture, from project to project, in retrospect, we can see those threads quite clearly, assuming that we actually do things and then have the ability to look back on it. This is where the importance of momentum comes in. I would propose that as creative people, our challenge is to do something, do anything. Keep the momentum going. For one reason, we'll never know where it's going to lead and what threads are going to develop as a result of one project leading to the next project and opening doors that we can't possibly predict. But the obvious question is, how do you do that without getting overwhelmed by large projects? The answer, quite honestly, is small projects. For example, shooting those original Polaroid prints was a relatively small project, which led to a bigger project in the Valley Spirit. Doing the 100 prints project, which was only about doing 100 physical prints, led to the new 100 prints project that had not only 100 images, but the text component that went with each one and the independent audio component that went with each one, that led to an even bigger project in the form of Every Picture is a Compromise, the current series. Projects come from projects, but that doesn't necessarily imply that they all have to be big projects. Sometimes little projects are what keep the momentum going in between the big projects. And you may develop all kinds of big projects out of the little projects, because the momentum of the little projects keeps your creative juices going, allows those threads to develop, presents you with new puzzles that you have to resolve in ways that you couldn't predict, but lead you to fascinating projects, sometimes big projects that become career-defining. I talked about this idea of little projects in Here's a Thought number 805, that was posted in May of 2021. So if you're a member of Lenswork Online, you want to hear more about small projects, go listen to Here's a Thought number 805. I think the key for those of us who occasionally get stuck, and like I say, I don't know any photographers who don't occasionally get stuck, is to develop your own method of preserving momentum, to keep doing something, whether it's in 100 days, something to do with a website, something to do with a gallery, in my observation, it doesn't make any difference what the medium is or even the structure of the project. What's important is the momentum of carrying forward so that the important projects, perhaps the big projects, can grow out of the little projects that don't seem all that important, but they have an incredibly important role in our creative life of maintaining the momentum of creativity.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.